Welcome, sister. Welcome to this meditation. Come and sit here with me. Find a comfortable place, a place that you can bring yourself to right here, right now, with me. Bring whatever it is that you wish to have as an ally alongside of you. Most importantly, gather yourself, all of yourself here now, sitting comfortably, breathing comfortably, letting your breath guide you to this place of now, to this point in time, right here, right now. And as you bring yourself here fully with your breath, the in-breath and the out-breath, also release whatever it is, wherever it is that you have come from, whatever might be weighing heavy upon you, release it now. Return to your breath again and again, releasing your mind, releasing your thoughts. Returning to the in-breath, taking in, inspiring yourself in this moment, expanding inward in this moment into yourself, enlarging this sense of self. And right, following this inspiration, allowing the out-breath to naturally flow, releasing and relaxing the muscles in your body, releasing and relaxing your mind, allowing the comfortable stream of breath to bring you here and here and here again and again. If there is a movement that your body wishes to make, allow that to happen now. Allow the flow and the expression to move if it wants to. Let it be easy and natural and comfortable. As you begin to deepen into this inner stream inside of you, the flowing of your breath, of your blood, of your heartbeat. Moving deeper and deeper into self. Allowing my words to soften as you bring yourself more and more into this present moment of self, embodying all of who you are in this moment. Let us now roll back to the journey. Let us re-enter the journey on the mountain together. Do you remember the call that you heard? What brought you to the mountain? Hear it now. Let it be clear and strong, that call that called just to you. Come. There is something here for you. Let your soul stir just as it did at that time when you were called to the mountain and you began your preparation, gathering together the things that you thought you needed, that you felt you needed, gathering all of it together and beginning the journey to the mountain. Perhaps you journeyed alone to the moment that you drove up to greet us. Perhaps you met friends along the way, new friends, old friends, and made your way through this mysterious mountain road, winding, curving. Maybe there was uncertainty, fear, excitement. Remember this journey that brought you to the mountain, and remember the moment you were welcomed. Welcome, sister. We are so glad you have arrived. We have been waiting for you. Remember the initial bathing, the releasing, letting the wind blow through you and letting go of whatever it was that you had left behind, shedding your skins, your burdens, letting the water run over you, clearing away, walking out onto that beautiful meadow, the sun, the mountains, the grass, the winged ones, the two-legged, four-legged, six-legged, eight-legged ones, the air, the earth, the warmth. Let that mystery of that moment, maybe the excitement, maybe anticipation, let that run through you and stir you now. Remember. Remember the call of the first drums to the gathering place where we first gathered. All these new faces, some familiar, some new. The first circle that we sat in together. And that first movement into the circle where we stepped over that log as a symbol of leaving behind all that we knew and truly entered into the journey, the mystery, and heard the call and said yes to this call. Remember how it was to bring yourself and your body to lie on the earth night after night, in the dark, with the sounds and the smells and the blanket of nature surrounding you and holding you and mystifying you. Like a lullaby in the night, bringing you into dream time. Remember the walks with your sisters, the walks that we would take, listening, being attentive to all that is around us, all that is awaiting us, calling to us, beckoning us, guiding us, tricking us. The wind, the rain, the sun, the way we entered into our circles, shared our stories, looked into each other's eyes, were challenged by each other, were loved by each other, how we dreamed together, how we shared our dreams, and how we fell into each other's arms again and again, allowing the falling away to keep bringing us to these places of shedding and sharing and meeting each other. Remember the fires, the sweat. Remember the fires that we walked upon. The places where we leapt from, standing tall, standing in your place on this earth, claiming the space and the place that is only yours, and then leaping into the deep and dark mystery, the air, flying in thin air, reaching toward the mountains, reaching toward all that is in your heart. Remember. Remember the climb, the ascension to the top of the world. Remember your body, your strong body that carried you and brought you one step at a time through the fear, the pain, the exhilaration. Feel that strength in your body now. Feel that strength and that courage in your heart now. Remember the way we showed each other the strength in our muscles through our aggressive acts. The way we pushed up against each other and around each other and allowed our animal bodies to awaken, our fierceness to awaken and still be accepted. There is room for your fierceness, sister. There is room for your strength, your great strength. And there is room for your vision. Remember the evening of compassion, the way we allowed our grief to flow like endless streams and rivers of tears. They may be our tears or the tears of the collective. And how we brought ourselves there in that stream flowing. How we met each other there and held and tended to each other. As we also gave space for ourselves to grieve, to receive, to take in the heart and the compassion of another. Remember, sisters, remember going into the earth, saying goodbye to this life, dying away, having the courage to speak of yourself the way you would want to be known in the life you have lived. Having the courage to make amends to those in your life that you have loved and perhaps had unfinished business with. Letting yourself be witnessed and tended to and sung to as you left this world. And finally, that decision to return, that decision to live. To want this life, to be renewed once again, to make that statement to yourself firmly, strongly, and clearly, I want to live. I want to live this life that has been given to me. And remember that solo day and time where you left the community with courage, with faith, perhaps with fear, perhaps with curiosity, walking into the mystery, the aloneness, opening to nature, opening to your guides, the spirits, the four-leggeds, the winged ones, the six, the eight-legged ones, the stone people, the plant kingdom, all waiting for you, waiting for you to sit with them on this time alone, this solitary time. And what is it that you found? What is it that came to you on this day? And do you remember being welcomed back? Do you remember being called back to your community once again? Welcome. Welcome, sister. We are so glad that you came back to us. And sister, what is it that you have come here for? What is it that you dream of, that you vision? What is it that you found on the mountain? It may have been in a moment of clarity, of excitement, of your heart quickening. It may have been days, hours. It may have been an insight, a feeling, a dream. What is it that you found on the mountain that spoke deeply to your soul and to your heart? And how is it that you're holding that now, sister? Can you hold that in a precious way? Can you hold that in a way that you can begin to share and allow space for this vision, for this dream, for this desire to manifest now in your life? Do you remember, as Anais Nin says, "And the day came when the risk to remain tight in the bud was more painful than the risk it took to bloom." Did you have that moment on the mountain where you knew what you had to do, you knew what you want to do? And so, sister, now, in this place, at this time, sitting in your home, sitting here with an open heart, with a full heart, in this body, with this mind, what is it that you wish to bring into your life? What is it that you wish to allow to open like that tight bud? And just as we walked for the last time to that circle, that sacred circle, and we looked into each other's eyes with gratitude and fullness, and turned back toward our lives at home, the lives we are returning to, and took that step as a symbol to walk back into our lives as we have known them, and bringing all of the gifts with us from the journey. Can you now remember these gifts, remembering yourself as you also bring yourself fully into your life at this time? Sister, breathe deeply. Let your breath enliven you and invigorate you. And with each breath, what is it in your life that is calling you? What is it that pulls at your soul? Let yourself hear it now and know that as you sit here, sister, we sit here all together. And our community of sisters awaits you, awaits to hear your story, awaits to hear what stirs in your heart. With deep gratitude, Namaste, sister.